Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, show. Things we've never seen before. In Texas, you see this? Top 10 in the country story. Governor Greg Abbott declaring two organizations, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations, foreign terrorist organizations, and barring them from buying land in Texas. We've never seen this, but there'll be a lawsuit. Guarantee it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The governor did that because of two different settlements now in Texas where there is basically self-contained Islamic quasi-cities where, and there has been evidence of this, they are trying to bar anyone who is not a Muslim from buying land, renting, moving in. The idea is to create closed societies inside of Texas. That's where this started. So this is, there's been a huge outcry about it online. There's an investigation going on, actually, by Harmeet Dillon and the Justice Department, because you cannot discriminate against people according to race, religion, nationality, and housing. So they're currently doing a civil rights investigation in Texas that applies to all of this. So this is the, this is Abbott stepping up and kind of doing his part here. But it is a top 10 in the country trending news article.
I didn't realize that a governor could declare an organization a foreign terrorist organization.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. All kinds of things we could do that I'm finding out about.
Things we've never seen before, Tara.
Exactly. And, you know, part of that, too, was a response to the opening of 48 mosques in Texas in just the last 24 months. There's been a massive population increase of Muslims in Texas, and in particularly connected to these settlements, this idea that we're not going to integrate, that we're going to, you know, have our own special Islamic cities where we're going to have Sharia law and we're going to do things our way.
And I guess the melting pot has gone cold.
Yeah, there's not a lot of melting going on in the pot, to put it mildly. Okay. How do we get there? Why are we here? How did this happen? I want to remind you, like, how do you get 48 new mosques in 24 months? And I want to go back to what's driving this and why you're seeing things you've never seen before, because the Biden administration did things we've never seen before. UK Daily Mail reported that Lukeville, which did not used to be, I don't know if you remember this, did not used to be a border crossing.
Yeah.
It was just a very successful Trump wall stretch of the border. Nobody came through. UK Daily Mail reported that the Border Patrol went out there with blow torches and welded open a door in the wall so that it could not be closed. Nobody knew they did this. Not at first, anyway. But then it became obvious. It was an investigative reporter by the name of Anthony Aguero. And he started posting to X and Instagram and screaming about this. Every night, the Organization for Islamic Cooperation would quietly file 700 to 1,000 Muslim men from all over the world through that hole in the gate, creating a new crossing at Lukeville where there had been none before. Now, this is interesting because we had some very busy Biden border crossings where, you know, you go down there any day of the week. Bill Malusian lived down there for Fox News and he'd just, you know, film them coming over and we'd welcome them, give them a copy of Kamala's book, free phone, send them on their way wherever they want to go, right?
They kept the phones and ditched the book, though.
Yeah, I don't think they read it either. I don't think they did. But it was part of a welcome package. So excited. So, you know, and Her Highness was busy. She didn't have time to visit the border. So, but she wanted you to vote Democrat, so she'd give you a copy of her book, even though you didn't speak English. But whatever. So they would come through every night, and the Organization for Islamic Cooperation would bring them to America, 700 to 1,000, month after month after month after month, through the hole in the wall. Here's Anthony Aguero reporting out there, just one of the nights he did it, drawing attention to this, and eventually Bill Malusian would make his way out there and we would cover it, but he was the only one for a long time.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of is called the Islamic Cooperation. And it was funded in 1969. 57 members of this particular organization is the total number of countries involved, and 56 of which are part of the United Nations. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries. Out there in the desert, they start setting campfires, setting fires to trees, brushes. There's cactus. There's a reservation area out here for the cactus. Those are being depleted as they are being used as for burning purposes so that they can keep warm during the night. The cartel is so brazen that they're now just cutting right through the fence out there.
Yeah. So we covered that extensively. So this went on for month after month after month after month. So we're talking about probably at least 100,000, if not 200,000, as they streamed in under the orders of Joe Biden. So if you're wondering, like, why are these dozens and dozens of mosques are popping up all over the place? All of a sudden we have these communities. This seems overrun. It's because they literally are overrun. The Organization for Islamic Cooperation funneled these Muslim men in. And what was so remarkable, I don't know if you remember the video, Lee, there were no women.
No.
None.
Yeah, you mentioned that at that time, yeah.
Yeah, not just me either. Bill Malusian mentioned it. It was widely reported on Fox that how weird it was. They're all fighting age men.
Yeah, no children.
Nope, no kids. Just the men. Weird, right? And soon after that, you'll remember former FBI officials wrote that letter warning Congress that the makeup of the people coming over the border had changed from 2021 to 2023, and that it was beginning to become a majority of fighting age males who are coming without families. That was weird, and it posed a national security threat. Of course, those warnings were ignored. And so when you see Abbott taking, he's the governor of Texas, taking the measures that he's taking, this is what is driving it. It's not, you know, random Islamophobia. Right. It's not, you know, why all of a sudden now? No, it's a response to these overwhelming numbers that are hitting Texas. So if you're wondering, if you just tuned in, what am I talking about? Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday announced action against the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations, calling them transnational criminal organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, barring them from owning land in Texas. Which, by the way, this idea of the Muslim Brotherhood being a terror org did not start in Texas.
No, not at all.
No. In Egypt,
yeah,
totally banned.
Yep.
In fact, the population had to move to Syria, where Assad was killing them, because they had to run them out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. They're very violent. They conduct terror attacks. They sponsor radical violent jihad the world over. And so if you go into Muslim countries like, again, Egypt, where remember Obama's own brother was banned because he was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. They're considered a terror organization, and Egypt is Muslim. So, you know, the fact that Texas is just catching up to where Egypt has been for a while, you know, I mean, like, this is not radical stuff that he's doing, that the governor's, although the governor's doing, although the media will point at that.
Of course. Because this will all be labeled as some type of racist, xenophobic, you know, Islamophobia reaction, which it is not.
No. And again, when you don't vet the people coming in and you cut holes in the wall so they can come in, you don't know who's here. By the way, here's a list of countries that have banned the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror organization. Austria, Bahrain, not exactly a Western country.
No.
Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. So more countries on that list are Muslim and Middle Eastern than are Western because they know what they are. They know how dangerous these groups are. You cannot let them get a toehold. So Governor Abbott just catching up to Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates in declaring the Muslim Brotherhood a terror group, leading to the prohibition of its activities, the freezing of its assets, and the penalties for measurement, membership, and association. And no, the Muslim Brotherhood cannot buy or own land in any of those countries. And Texas. So,
which some people call its own country anyway. So,
yeah. It, honestly, with the assets, the natural assets Texas has, I mean, really, secession should be on the list of considered options at this point. Just for no other reason. So they can extract the oil from the ground and send it back to America, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, we need it. Hey, speaking of which, did you see top 10 trending article? I love what Donald Trump's doing here. He is trying to resurrect the Three Mile Island nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Why? This is a desperate scramble because there's infrastructure there.
Right.
This is a desperate scramble to turn on, flip the lights on any coal plant, nuclear plant, anything we can find in this battle against China. Do you know how many coal, natural gas, or nuclear plants China opens every month on average?
Bet it's a bunch.
Three.
Wow.
Three. We can't keep up with that. But Trump's trying, and God bless him for that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh my. Poor Bill Ackman. Yeah, this generation is a mess when it comes to dating. We've all seen the studies, young men. Most recently in Rolling Stone, I thought it was fascinating, petrified to even ask women out. Like, and for actual good reasons. When I read the headline, I rolled my eyes. Oh, come on. Scaredy pants. What's wrong? And then I read it and I went, oh my gosh. Human beings have never faced such a thing. Now, the problem is, some of these young women are recording these guys. Can't ask by text, because if you get shot down, it could go viral. And folks, it's actually a thing. These men asking women out and it going viral when they got shot down. Can't do it by text, can't do it by email. That creates a record. And you got to be really careful. She doesn't record you or you're not overheard when you do it. And then even if you manage to achieve some sort of relationship with the female, you got to worry about getting dumped. That goes viral now on TikTok. Whatever you say to her, you can't create a record. You cannot be video. How does anyone date this way? Folks, and every time I say this, I get texts. Oh, man, I was fine. No, you didn't deal with this. And then I get more texts from teachers who are like, yes, I see this. This is terrible for young men. They're like, this is just too hard. And doesn't even matter. Doesn't even count the sexual harassment aspects of it. Go look it up on TikTok. He got shot down. Yeah, before you got shot down, you know, maybe they'd hear about it in your high school. You might feel a little silly. Not the end of the world today. You could go viral. But Bill Ackman was trying to help. He's a billionaire worth $9.3 billion, although he's self-made, so wasn't always that rich. Here's what he writes. What do you think of this? I hear from many young men that they find it difficult to meet young women in public settings. In other words, the online culture has destroyed the ability to spontaneously meet strangers. As such, I thought I would share a few words that I used when I was young to meet someone that I found compelling. I would ask, quote, may I meet you, unquote, before engaging further in a conversation. I almost never got a no. It's kind of non-committal, not, hey, you want to go hang out? You know, hey, you want to go on a date? May I meet you? I'd like to meet you. You seem cool. How you doing? Who are you? Most people love to be asked about themselves. Anyway, he writes, it inevitably enabled the opportunity for a further conversation. I met a lot of really interesting people this way. I think the combination of proper grammar and politeness was the key. Oh, we're done. No, I'm kidding. He said, you might want to give it a try. Just 2 cents from an older, happily married guy concerned about our next generation's happiness and population replacement rates. Now, after that, of course, May I Meet You started trending on X and he was torn to pieces. Yeah. But hey, and I kind of like it. It's very non-committal. Yeah. Anyway, he was trying to help. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's that bad of an idea. Oh, we're going to get torn up on the text line over this. Anyway, it's still going viral. Texter writes, how do you engage with a woman who has her face in the cell phone constantly? Texter writes, if posting that much of her life online is a priority, stay the heck away. Man, far, far away. Texter writes, I have found. I don't know about this text. I don't want to make this text. I have found many women turn. What time is it? I have 7:28 kids in school. I guess it doesn't matter. I have found many women turn lesbian. I see more women holding hands with each other than a man. Well, okay, there have been some studies documenting that a slight majority of this generation's women identify as something other than straight. And that includes, by the way, LGBT, bi, and furry, whatever. Although those numbers did decline dramatically in the last 2 years, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Texter writes, many young women are ultra liberal and they look hideous, jewelry in their face. Yeah, I've seen that. And finally, another texter writes, you should. You should look up Justin Gathchi responding to a woman online who commented she wanted to meet someone like him. He replied, but his profile picture looks different and she shot him down. I don't know what that means. Texter writes, how do you engage with the woman that thinks she's the main character of every situation? Wait, there's a lot of bitterness out there. I don't know. Maybe seek out a different group of women. Texter writes, Tara. Oh, he's an MMA fighter. Now I'm going to look him up at the break because I want to know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, even more noncommittal. Are you interested in meeting new people? All right. So play around with the phase. I had to take a break. I'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Everybody knew when Joe Biden was in office that we weren't being given the straight story on who Thomas Crooks was. Everybody knew the FBI was lying. Christopher Wray was lying under oath. So was Paul Abadi, his deputy, when they said, it's weird. He just doesn't have an online presence. And it's, it's very strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't know anything about him. No idea about his motive except this tiny little period when he was 15 and he was posting pro-Trump stuff. So he must be a bad guy. Let's move on. There's really no other record? No, none whatsoever. Yeah. Then after the FBI tells us that, and by the way, reports it in multiple reports to Congress, we see that's not true at all just by going on X and using basic private investigator tactics. Tucker Carlson broke the story, and then Miranda Devine over the New York Post, she's highly respected, broke it too. And oh my gosh, is it a weird story. Yeah, they covered up a lot of Crook's history, if you're just tuning into this story, including where he switched sides, partisan-wise, and decided that what he really wanted to do was hurt and kill Trump supporters. That fits with what he ultimately did. And in his last post, which was in 2020, he was enraged at Trump supporters and Trump for not voluntarily quarantining, going along with masking and all that silly stuff. And he was talking about the need to do a terror attack on public officials, on the government, fight the government, overthrow the government. It was, one of dozens of violent posts that Crooks put up that the FBI denied knowing about or existing, but that you can read about right now on X. Oops. Yeah, that's kind of a problem because in July, the Republicans in the Senate subpoenaed exactly this information. Wait, weren't we in charge in July? Yeah. So that means Kash Patel is defying that subpoena? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's November and he's gaffed it off. Now we're seeing why. So look, if I, and I said this yesterday, if I was Donald Trump, I would call Kash Patel into the office. And I would say, look, I don't really appreciate seeing things on X. That, you told me there's no there, and apparently there is because it's all over X. And by the way, you're not complying with the Republican subpoena for this information on Crooks in the Senate. You got a week or you're fired. That's what I would do. Turn it over. Look, we know they cracked his phone. It took him 40 minutes. We know that they cracked his encrypted overseas accounts. Same 40 minutes. We know that, but it wasn't in any of the final reports. And there's a reason that Kash Patel is stonewalling the Senate right now, just as Christopher Wray did. No different. What is it? It's really funny, actually, watching the GOP walk the line here, especially as we learned from Miranda Devine, the last bizarre post that Crooks put up about his plan for a mass casualty terror attack on the government. He had a poster, not a co-poster. They weren't in the same post, but a guy who kept responding, who it turns out is a member of a designated neo-Nazi terror group that's Norwegian. That terror group has ties to Antifa. Weird, right? We're told none of this history existed. But it does. It's on X right now. In fact, it's in the New York Post. Wow, sure looks like we need to get a look inside those foreign encrypted accounts, doesn't it? Yeah. So is Kash Patel going to respond or is he just going to stonewall like Christopher Wray? If I was Trump, I'd want to know. And I'd be plenty furious. I had to find out about my own assassination on X. But that's just me. Meanwhile, Republicans are struggling to explain this. And they were fine with trashing Joe Biden's FBI, which we all knew was lying to us. It's a little trickier when it's Kash Patel who's just been caught stonewalling. Josh Hawley, Senator, Republican, not happy on Jesse Waters last night.
What the FBI has told you about crooks. Are you satisfied with what the FBI has told you about the assassin?
Not really, Jesse, not least because they've told us basically nothing. I mean, these latest revelations follow a pattern, which is that pretty much everything we learn is from a whistleblower. I mean, these latest pieces of information are from another whistleblower, and I want to salute all those patriotic whistleblowers once again. I've worked with many of them. But, Jesse, when's the day going to come that the FBI is going to level with us and just make everything public? I mean, listen, Crooks is dead. You're not going to prosecute him. Let's see every piece of information. Let's see it all. I mean, what we're learning bit by bit is really disturbing. I have to tell you, it contradicts what Biden's FBI told Congress under oath. He sent, Biden did, the deputy director up to say, you know, he didn't have much of an online footprint, Crooks didn't. And what little he did was all right wing. That turns out not to be true. He had a much bigger footprint than they told us. It turns out it wasn't just right wing. It wasn't right wing at all. It was crazy leftist. It involves this trans furry stuff. It's weird. There's more of it, I'm sure. We should see all of it, Jesse. So let's make it all public. Let's have some transparency.
Yeah, Trump might have to go to Cash and just tell him to get it all out. I mean, maybe Cash is sensitive because Trump was a victim of a crime here. He doesn't want to just put it all out there like willy-nilly. But if that's what it takes, the president's got to go to the bureau and
No. Nice try, Jesse. No, but no. No, Cash isn't just sensitive. Cash said, and I quote, there is no there there. We've looked at all the documents. There's nothing. Kind of hard to explain. Ouch. Anyway, Senator Ron Johnson tried to explain. Oh, by the way, here, folks, you know what we really got to get to the bottom of? When your last post about killing government officials to get Trump is with a person who is a member of a Norwegian neo-Nazi terror group, and then you never post again for 4 years. And then you try to kill the president. Anybody curious about that 4 year period? Anybody curious about why the FBI lied? Anybody want to know where Crook's phone went? Because it sure looked like it went to the FBI building. Remember that? Anybody interested? Ron Johnson, who's a good guy. He's a Republican senator, was left sputtering, attempting to explain all of this.
I'm not quite sure what's happening inside the current FBI and Department of Justice. I
mean, neither.
I don't doubt for a second there remain partisans burrowed in, trying to frustrate every attempt. Certainly not coming forward and volunteering information. I mean, the fact that some of this evidence was recovered out of a burn bag, out of a skiff, first of all, indicates how many documents have already been destroyed. Now, people do wrong. They don't leave evidence laying around. So I'm highly concerned about, you know, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents having been destroyed. And certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out, to help Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. So, I've got a great deal of sympathy with those two individuals. They're trying to clean up a lot of messes left behind by the Biden administration.
All right, we'll check.
Yes, it is a bad position. Because now this is coming. This is an embarrassment for the Trump administration and for Kash Patel. The simplest explanation is Kash Patel is what he appears to be, a good guy who can't get basic information out of the people who work for him. And that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing because this would force him, if he came clean, if that's what happened, and there's an innocent, he didn't mean to lie, just he got bad information. That means it's an admission he's not in control of the FBI, which I've suspected for a long time. But he doesn't want to admit that, neither does Trump. So they're in a really weird position. Have you noticed Trump hasn't commented on this? That's weird, right? This is a huge story. It was a top 10 trender in the country, silence from Trump. Silence from Patel, after he's tried to silence Tucker Carlson with what turned out to be a bizarre response. He said 480 FBI agents had been on this. They went through thousands of hours. Yeah, but is what Miranda Devine printed here true? He didn't say, because it is. That's not good. But you know what we need to do? Did FBI agents not give him this? Was this withheld from him internally? I bet it was. He needs to be calling everyone into his office who gave him bad information. I hope that's what's going on here. And fire them now. Fire them now. Because every day these people are on the job, Donald Trump is in danger of taking another bullet. This is what this means, folks. Trump's in danger. These people are here. They are lying about crooks. They are lying about who sent crooks, because somebody did. They are lying about the 4 years he wandered in the desert. Where did he go? Why did he flip his degree, his views 180 degrees? We can't get straight answers, and the FBI lied about it? Folks, that is red flag as long as the eye can see. They're covering something, and that means Trump's in danger. So this has got to get taken care of. And the GOP can't even figure out what their messaging is on it, because it's so bizarre. Who is Thomas Crooks? Where did he go after publicly posting alongside a neo-Nazi member of a terrorist organization? He disappeared for 4 years after that. Turned on Trump, hates Trump supporters, wanted to attack the government. Puts up a final post in 2020. The FBI said none of these posts existed, but they do. You can see them on X now or in the New York Post if you like. That's a problem. Yeah, when you say it didn't exist and there it is. And the question is, we need to answer this question. After his final post in concert with a member of a neo-Nazi terror group out of that was Norwegian, a group with ties to Antifa, Thomas Crooks disappears online. So the FBI didn't lie about that part. He did disappear. They just lied about when. Cut a couple of years out. They were the critical ones. Was he working with this terrorist? With an Antifa-connected group? It's not Antifa, but they do have connections to Antifa. Is this what the overseas encrypted accounts that the FBI refuses to turn over to Congress? Is this what they were about? Did anyone pay him? Why did his phone keep banging near FBI headquarters? Just asking. Miranda Devine, an excellent investigative reporter, had other questions that Kash Patel's FBI refused to answer. And they were very interesting. Here she is laying this out on Laura Ingraham. Again, she's the author of the New York Post article on the lies the FBI told us about Thomas Crooks.
We saw Christopher Wray, the former FBI director, testify to Congress just a week after Butler, back in July of 2024. He said when asked if the FBI had encountered this 20-year-old would-be assassin Thomas Crooks before Butler, he said very carefully, he said, we have searched our database and can find no mention of him. And, you know, it really, when I now see from our source all the digital footprint that shows how active Thomas Crooks was and the extent of his violent rhetoric, the question really is, and I asked the FBI this last week, did the FBI have any contact with Thomas Crooks at all? Did anyone report him for his violent rhetoric online? Did they visit him? I'm told by FBI serving and past agents that it is inconceivable that a young man with that kind of online history, like Thomas Crooks, of making violent threats, escalating violent rhetoric over years, could have escaped the attention of the FBI. Someone would have knocked on his door, and what happened after that, we don't know.
So,
and when
Miranda,
I asked the FBI this.
I just got a no comment. You got a no comment. So, but.
I don't know. I got a no comment.
No comment? You got any record of this guy? He didn't come to your attention when he was posting in his own name and talking about killing the squad, Ilhan Omar specifically, government officials, Trump supporters. No? Okay, good. No. That's cool. It's not going to work. Long term, it's not going to work. Somebody's going to have to answer this. They're trying to figure out how to do it inside the Trump administration now. Because, first of all, Trump was going to want to know, why did Kash Patel tell him none of this? But they don't want to admit publicly or do anything to admit publicly that they don't have full control over the FBI. You know what this means? You know what this is a sign of? the firings needed to start months ago. If you're not in control of the agency and you can't get these questions, and you need to hire somebody who will get them or do their best to recover what's left in the burn bags. But the current people have to go. That's what this means. And they failed to do it. They've failed to purge it. And the time is running out.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.